Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, Flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
From EOTMradio.com, you are tuned in to the eBuzz, and you are on air with Carla B.
EBuzz. Carla B.
Y'all, welcome to the eBuzz with Carla B. Be sure to connect with yours truly via social media. You can find me on Twitter at EOTMPR, as well as Facebook at EOTM.media. And be sure to send me a message, and I'll be sure to follow back. I promise you. Our two-minute All Things Considered announcements are brought to you by EOTMTV.com. Your source for breaking news, pop culture, indie films, celebrity interviews, and so much more, y'all. Be sure to visit them at EOTMTV.com. So on to the announcements. And I'm definitely excited to talk about this. August 2013, y'all, EOTM Media Group will present the first annual EOTM Awards. Yes, yes. And this will be Entrepreneur's Big Night, so be sure to mark your calendars and stay connected to EOTM for all this great news. The EOTM Awards, and what this is a new award show. It's an accolade presented by the EOTM Radio and TV Network, and they're celebrating entrepreneurial achievements and performances in business, philanthropy, and the arts, including recording, television, radio, literature, film, directing, and writing. The EOTMs will also present the Aaron Hatcher Award to key individuals and organizations that promote human rights and social justice. So be sure to stay connected on Twitter and Facebook, and you could follow the EOTM Awards on Twitter by following EOTM Awards, as well as Facebook.com/EOTM Awards, and you'll be able to stay up to date with all the great stuff and the information, the exact dates, the location, all that good stuff. Because at this point, only thing that we know for sure is that it's going to be August 2013, and it will be in California. It'll be in the Hollywood area, so definitely stay connected to that. And we'll be right back with the entrepreneur interviews with yours truly. Hold tight, y'all.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR,
Yes, and welcome back to the eBuzz. Tonight, y'all, I am continuing my series of shows titled Interview with an Entrepreneur. And tonight's guest, I have the pleasure of speaking with Monique Labar. Hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but she is Public Relations Director for I Love the Planet. And it's such a great name. But with that, I definitely at this time want to welcome Monique Labar. Hello, and how are you?
Hello, Carla, and you did say my name exactly right. It's very good to hear.
That's so great. That's awesome, Monique, because I'm always chopping up names early in. So I am happy to hear that I got it right. I definitely am. And again, thanks for joining us this Friday night.
Yep, definitely. I have a lot to tell you.
Okay, that's awesome. So, number one, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to speak with our listeners. I know that you got a lot of things going on, Monique, and actually that's one of the things I wanted to ask you quickly about. I understand that your organization is going to be building the first kite boat ever. Sounds definitely like some extensive plans you guys got there. So if you could tell us a little bit about that and then explain what the kite boat is all about to the listeners who don't know a lot about it, me included.
Well, kite boat is a simple boat that has a big kite towboat attached. So the fact is that at 300 to 400 meters high, there always exists strong winds. And this airflow can be used to tow the boat. So when a boat can't or will not use kite tow power from a bigger kite, then a smaller kite solution for producing electricity only can be used, and then electric engines can power the boat. Our nonprofit organization is actually working on building an amazing eco boat, and we're trying to establish a world record as the first boat to sail over the Atlantic by only using kite wind energy. Yeah, so kite sail technical solutions are not sufficiently presented to the public at now at all, and so we're talking about 100% ecological and potentially very low-cost solution.
Wow, that's amazing, and that's so great considering, you know, the global warming thing and just everything that's going on. This is really great. So as I understand, you guys are just now presenting the kite boat to the public, and this is one of the first interviews to the public, am I correct?
Yes, exactly. We're starting with Act Now, Traveling for Change Project, and this actually includes $1 million worth of sponsored gold travel cards to everyone who supports the Kite Boat Project.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. Go ahead and keep going, please. Explain more.
Well, we're really making an effort, so Act Now will not be difficult to do as in the case when support's requested. So as ecological kite solutions promoters, we strive to be dynamic, energetic, and refreshing in the minds of our members and our supporters. And the Kite Boat sponsorship deal will help all of our supporters get 50% off at thousands of hotels for a lifetime with a gold travel card.
Wow, that's awesome. That really is. So how is this project working out so far?
Well, to be honest, it's actually better than we can even imagine. We've put short videos with descriptions on Vimeo, and in 7 days, we got 600,000 views.
Wow.
So, yeah, videos are starting to go viral, and it's just growing and growing and growing.
Wow. That's amazing. 600,000 viewers in 7 days. That's definitely a viral campaign there. So, Monique, what do you see as the main reason why this is happening and people are catching on so quickly?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I know I'm a fan and everyone I know is a fan, but I would think most people are probably interested to see the first kite boat in the first place, and which is you know, something different and definitely good for the environment. And attracting some of these supporters is probably because of the great gold travel card that we're giving away to all of our supporters to promote everything.
Okay. That's awesome. Definitely, you know, the gold travel cards are really great, but I would get behind it anyway because it's helping the environment. So where can people find out, get more information about this kite boat?
Well, that's simple. Anyone can actually go on the website at www.thekiteboat.com to find out a lot more info about this whole project.
Okay. All right. And that was www.thekiteboat.com, just like it says. People, www, or just like it sounds, www.thekiteboat.com for more information. Okay, so what's next? What's next, Monique?
Actually, we're pretty overloaded. We have media appointments, and everyone's asking us about it, and we have interviews scheduled, so a lot more people will probably be hearing about this soon, and we're just starting to inform the public about Eco Kite Solutions. So it's kind of a new thing that people are kind of just gathering around and want to find more information. So we're
right.
starting on the Kite Boat building as well.
Right. That is so awesome. That is just fascinating. I definitely wish you guys all the luck with it. And then whatever we could do here at the EOTM Radio Network, just definitely stay in contact because, you know, we are definitely wanting to help. This is a great initiative, and I definitely wish you guys all the luck with it. You have any final words, Monique?
Thank you so much for having me and for letting me tell you all about this new thing that I think is really going to change how, you know, everybody just deals with this environmental issue that
yeah.
we have. And it's just go to the website, thekiteboat.com, and find out some more
yes.
info.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Monique. And on behalf of EOTM Radio Media, definitely please let your affiliates, your partners over at I Love the Planet know that we think you guys are doing a great thing, so keep up the great work.
Okay, thanks so much, Carla.
No problem. Thanks so much, Monique. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick song break, y'all. I had the opportunity to listen to this song for the first time today, and I promised one of my interns that I would feature it. And it was so great. It's by this artist by the name of Matthew Schultz, and it's featuring a guy by the name of King Daze. It's titled Money or Me. You got to check it out. Check it out right now, and when it's over, guess what? I'll be back. I'll be back, y'all.
I don't know about this chick, man. It's like, when I got money, it's like she love me. When I'm broke, she don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like this. She say she love me, do she love me for me or my money? Well, I guess for me, being in a bag that broke frugal and bummy. But then again, she probably knew that a rap tight is a mummy. Figured that I'd get rich, she marry me and take half of it from me. What do you think, I'm some type of a dummy or some kind of a cushion you could just use to sit cozy and comfy, spinning and grinning and laughing like life has come muddy? But if I was broke as a joke, would you find it so funny? Are we still cool if I'm not hot? What if my grip slips? What if my guap drop? What if my green turn yellow and slow down? While you're icing my knots, the swelling goes down. Would you stick around or would you up and leave? Searching for security, heart full of impurities. Saving is just what you need. So do you want me to be your hero or do you just want my bread and my cheese? I don't know, tomato or tomato, let us see. Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but sign this prenup before I put this ring on your finger. Not that I don't trust ya, so there's no reason for complaining. Prenuptial agreement, just agree with what I'm saying. Meaning, are you leaving? Well, okay then, but believe it. When you leave it, you will leave with what you came with. In the beginning, you never been in a Benz, you never parked a Porsche, nor could you afford a Ford. Come on, Louis Vuitton, you off course. Gucci, you ain't even know how much Lacoste costs. La Tigra needs a filthy rich man, just filth. We both pour like a glass of milk. So why cry when my half is spilt? What we have is real.
Oh, no. Here she comes again to my life. And I really don't know.
Thank you. loves me, she loves me not. She says she loves me, do she love me or she love my not? And if you're not currently in love with me for my currency over David for the dividends, then what is it then, huh? Well, is it yin? Just tell the truth, Luke. What, a bigger biz? What you need, a new coupe? Well, my hoop don't even got a moon roof, so we both know why you're here without the Bluetooth.
Oh no, here she comes again into my life, and I really don't know if she's there, if she's really there for me, or if she's there.
Oh,
love that song. It doesn't matter how many times I hear it. That was Danny Walker, Bang Bang. And then before that, we featured Matthew Schultz. It was featuring, and I'll have him tell us who it was featuring. Oh, it was featuring King Dave. that was called Money or Me. That was so tight. I love that. I was relating to that. For real. But I'm lucky enough to be able to have the artist, Matthew Schultz, on the line with me right now, and wanted to get him on for a minute to talk about that track. So let me, at this time, go ahead and unmute Matthew. Welcome to the E-Bus with Carla B.
Hey, Carla. How are you?
I'm super great. I'm pumped up after you, your track, Money or Me, and then, of course, our girl, Danny Walker. So those two definitely, you know, you're making my Friday night. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you so much for having us on the show. We appreciate what you do with the entrepreneurs and the up-and-coming independent artists and everything. We really thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely no problem. It's what I've been doing since 2007. So it's in my bones now, kind of like the marrow, I guess. But Matthew, share with our listeners a little bit about you. For those of them that may be living underneath a rock of some sort, because you're definitely doing a lot of things. You've been on the scene for quite some time, I think, right? So tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, you know what? I started out in high school. My first band was with Chris Daughtry, so that was a really amazing thing to see him do so well in American Idol and take off and be a multi-platinum selling artist. So it's so nice to be associated with him. And from that point on, I diverted into the banking industry. Vice president of a bank right now called Residential Finance Corporation. Work with some amazing people. Barry Habib, which is the producer of Rock of Ages. And just been working, recording. I have an upcoming track coming out, an actual remix of Money or Me with Jim Jones. We're in the recording studio finishing that up now. And my track, the one that you just heard featuring King Dave, actually got picked up on Kendrick Lamar's new mixtape album, which is very exciting. So it's getting a lot of a lot of buzz. And that's it. I've just been in the studio grinding out with work, and everything's going really well. And I feel so blessed and fortunate to have everything fall in line. I've got a lot of great singles coming up. I've got this track called Agent Man coming out. And we're in talks with doing a feature with Dricky Graham, which is, you know, Snapback and Tattoos. He just went gold. And I got a chance to record with one of my childhood favorites, the Gypsy Kings. You know, I got a track coming out, Right Heart. Yeah, Right Heart, Wrong Time. I'm very excited about. And so a lot of good up-and-coming stuff, and just really enjoying the ride.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, definitely I want to tell you to make sure that you continue to send us your music, because if the rest of your stuff sound like Money or Me, we are, you know, we're going to be friends for a very, very long time. Can you share with me and our listeners ways to be able to connect with you on social media? I think that you're really big on, I know on Twitter, almost a million followers, and then Facebook. So go ahead and share with our listeners where they can find you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm on Twitter. I have over 500,000 fans. I have it's my first initial for M, as in Matthew, and my last name, Schultz. My favorite number is 33. So it's at @mschultz33. That's where you can find me on Twitter. For Facebook fan page, just type in Matthew, MATTHEW, last name Schultz, Schultz, and I'll pop up. And, you know, look forward to staying connected with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. So I know that you mentioned about the mixtape with Kendrick Lamar. When is that coming out? And then where are you? Are you in California, or what state are you in?
Actually, I'm in frigid New Jersey right now. It's a little bit below 32 degrees, so I'm freezing.
Wow.
But
okay.
But the Kendrick Lamar, it's available online right now. It's Coast to Coast Mixtape Volume 224. So you can download it on your computer right now. They get the hard copies that are in print that should be out any day now. And I'm featured on there with artists like T.I., Andre 3000. Kendrick Lamar himself, Big Boy, J. Cole, ASAP Rockies. There's a bonus track on there. So some really big artists that are on there. So, I mean, I just feel so blessed to be on, you know, an album with artists that, you know, of that caliber. And I guess it's leading me to go into the right direction.
Right, definitely. It appears so. I definitely want to, again, you know, make sure you connect with us, because I want to be able to give you a full interview. So definitely connect with us, and I know our fans will love it as well. And so we can be able to get you for a full, complete, no holds barred type interview with me. Carl would be on the E-Bug Talk Show. How about that?
I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much for having
me
on the show. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year, and I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Matthew. And we're going to be featuring Money or Me again as soon as we close up, but definitely wanted to let Matthew know that we're watching him. He's doing so many great things, and definitely hope to maybe even meet him sometime in 2013 or beyond, because he's definitely going places. This is my last show, y'all, of 2012. That's crazy. It definitely is. So make sure before you guys exit EOTMRadio.com page, you subscribe, pretty please, and subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We are doing a lot of great things, a lot of great events coming up in 2013. Make sure you stick with all of our media outlets by visiting EOTMlog.com. We'll take a really quick break and listen again to Matthew's featuring King Dave, Money or Me. Check it out now, and make sure you follow Matthew and Facebook. Hold tight, y'all. Enjoy. Thanks again, Matthew.
I don't know about this chick, man. It's like, when I got money, it's like she love me. When I'm broke, she don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I can't really explain it. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. She say she love me, do she love me for me or my money? Well, I guess for me, being in a bag that broke frugal and bummy. But then again, she probably knew that her rap tight is a mummy. Figured that I'd get rich, she marry me and take half of it from me. What do you think, I'm some type of a dummy or some kind of a cushion you could just use to sit cozy and comfy, spinning and grinning and laughing like life is comedy? But if I was broke, it's a joke, would you find it so funny? Are we still cool if I'm not hot? What if my grip slips? What if my guap drop? What if my green turn yellow and slow down? While you're icing my knot, the swelling goes down. Would you stick around, or would you up and leave? Searching for security, heart full of impurity. Saving is just what you need, so do you want me to be your hero, or do you just want my bread and my cheese? I don't know, tomato or tomato, let us see. Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but sign this prenup before I put this ring on your finger. Not that I don't trust ya, so there's no reason for complaining. Prenuptial agreement, just agree with what I'm saying. Meaning, are you leaving? Well, okay then, but believe it. When you leave it, you will leave with what you came with. In the beginning, you never been in a Benz. You never parked a Porsche, nor could you afford a Ford. Come on, Louis Vuitton, you off course. Gucci, you ain't even know how much Lacoste costs. La Tigre needs a filthy rich man, just filth. We both pour like a glass of milk, so why cry when my half gets spilt? What we have is real.
Oh, no. Here she comes again to my life, and I really don't.
She loves me not. She say she love me. Do she love me or she love my not? And if you're not currently in love with me for my currency over David for the dividends, then what is it then? Huh? Well, is it yen? Just tell the truth, Lou. What? A bigger Benz? What you need? A new coupe? Well, my hoop don't even got a moon roof, so we both know why you're here without the Bluetooth.
Oh, no. Here she comes again into my life.
And I really don't know if she's there, if she's really there for me, or if she's there.
I have to play that one again, y'all. That was Matthew Schultz featuring, I'll get that name in a minute. I don't know why I keep missing that, but that was Matthew Schultz. That track was entitled Money or Me, and that was featuring King Days. We actually featured that twice in 30 minutes. That's retarded, but that's how great it was. Make sure you guys follow Matthew Schultz on Twitter at MS. CHULTZ33. And to make sure, if you are a first-time listener on EOTMRadio.com, be sure to subscribe to receive alerts for future shows, because we got a lot of stuff going on in 2013, and you're not going to want to miss that. This is my last show for 2012. I'm just however you pronounce that word. But yeah, that's how excited I am. Well, not excited that I'm not going to be talking to you for the rest of the year, but, you know, it's a big thing. Last show of 2012, I've been on air every Friday for the past 5 years. So, yeah, I can, you know, have a couple of days break, right? You'll hear me again on January 4th, but you will hear tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll hear Kane. He'll be on at 10 p.m. with the other side of country music. And then, of course, on Sunday nights, you'll be listening to Miss Anonymous, the Slow Jam, Sunday Night Live. Don't miss that. And then on Monday night, you'll be listening to the Stephen Knight Show. And that is on the 31st. And then you'll hear me on the 4th, which is next Friday. But in between there, there's other shows. So make sure you subscribe to get all those great alerts for all the great things we doing, y'all. That's my time. I ran a little bit over. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get out and make sure you guys have a safe rest of your next couple days in 2012, and I will be chatting with you in 2013. Can't wait. Good night, y'all.
Eva. Whoa. I love you.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.